early in the week, actually a couple of days ago, beautifulpeople.com, it's a dating website, they released the most beautiful nationalities based on their success rate getting into the website. It's a shallow world we live in. And I said on the list, obviously the worst females are from Germany. The worst males are from Ireland, according to the success rate. The most beautiful females are from Norway, and the most beautiful men are from Sweden. Number four on the list was Italy. Italian men, the fourth best looking country in the world. Now, that doesn't seem too bad, but there was one man that heard me talk about it, and he's called through, and he's not happy.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Mario from Shepparton. You're not happy, mate.
Yeah, mate, I have been happy. I put it that way, Josiah.
37% of Italian men was successful for beautifulpeople.com. You're fourth best in the world. I wouldn't say it's too bad, Mario.
Mara, the number is probably so low because they have not seen me. You know what I mean? Like right now I'm swimming at the shallow end of the pool and it is just my abdominals and up out of the water, mate. And I can see right now about 30 women just looking at me, bro.
So wait, your abs make you float?
Yeah, mate, they are very, very buoyant, if you know what I mean.
It sounds like a keg, mate. Are you sure they're abs?
No, mate, they're rock hard abadabas, bro. Oh.
Now, Mario, I don't want to... I'm not saying that you're not good looking or anything like that, but my one concern is you've always remained anonymous. Like, we know your name, we know you from Shep, but you've never actually met us face-to-face in real life. Are you trying to hide something from us?
Mate, I need to because, I never get off the phone, mate. Everyone tried to ring me if they knew how good looking I was.
Is that why you just got modelling contracts?
Mate, I have to stay down low, believe me.
Mate, I've got a lot of friends with kids, right? And the minute they have kids, they say they age, they get older. You've told us in the past on the show, you've got 14 kids. What's your beauty secret, Mario?
Mate, it's a good Mediterranean jeans and plenty of olive oil, mate.
Where do you put the olive oil?
Mate, everywhere I can get it, believe me.
Can I ask any more questions or not?
Hey, mate, you can ask whatever you like. It just depends if I tell you, you know?
So where do you put the olive oil? No, don't answer that, Mario. Don't answer that. What about this one? Italian women, not as good looking as the men, apparently. They came in on 10th on the list.
Mate, believe me, Italian women are very good looking, but the problem is the men are so good looking, it just makes them not seem so good looking, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Italian women hairy?
Yeah, mate, some are, but every nationality got the hairy women, you know?
It's true. Even the Australians have hairy women, isn't that right?
Mate, I've seen some hairy kangaroos out there, mate.
Mate, actually, you know what? I was at Riverside Plaza the other day. I saw a lady with a beard.
Yeah, mate, that's not surprising me, okay? It's probably Ned Kelly's, like, descendant or something.
I mean, Ned Kelly did live around here, so it could very much be her.
Yeah, mate, maybe it's just Kelly.
Oh, Mario, I love you. Well, mate, I'll have a chat to the people at beautifulpeople.com and see if we can make you the Italian race. Maybe we'll send in a photo of you and see if it bumps Italy up the list to number one. How does that sound?
Mario, do not be surprised when it happens, okay?
Done, Mario. Well, thank you for getting in touch. As always, we love it when you call the show. Have a great day and say hello to your 14 children.
Thanks, mate. Goodbye.